A new report by the National Academy of Sciences says the coal mining industry needs a fundamental shift in the way it controls exposure to coal and rock dust in order to prevent lung disease among miners. As Jeff Young reports, the study comes amid a deadly surge in severe black lung cases among Appalachian miners.
Despite improvements such as an Obama-era rule to strengthen monitoring and control of dust in mines, the experts on the National Academy's panel say more work is needed to address the surge in black lung disease.
There may be uncertainties around what the risk factors are that are driving this increase in rates of disease.
That's Dr. Cecile Rose, a pulmonologist and medical professor at National Jewish Health in Denver, who was on the Academy's panel. The report calls for increased use of continuous personal dust monitors, increased health screening, and, Rose says, a focus on other kinds of dust miners encounter as mining practices change.
Changes in the heights of the coal seams, the amount of overburden rock that may be mined along with the coal.
The report calls for better monitoring of the highly toxic silica or quartz dust formed when cutting into stone. That's something Virginia miner Jackie Yates knows all too well. In the more recent years of his two decades of work underground, Yates says he's been cutting more rock as remaining coal seams grow thinner.
Nowadays, all the good coal, all that's gone. Everything now is like what I'm in. It's a little seam here and a little seam here and a lot of rock in the middle.
Yates says the white silica dust would pile up like ashes on his helmet and clog his protective mask. At age 49, he's been diagnosed with the complicated or severe form of black lung.
It's hard to breathe. I'll go to coughing real bad, coughing to the point of almost throwing up. But I made my choice back when I was 19 years old to work in the coal mines, and if cancer don't take me or a wreck on a street won't take me, coal mines will.
The National Mining Association, the trade group representing major coal producers, declined an interview, but instead offered a brief statement in response to the Academy study. The Mining Association said its members support a range of additional steps, such as mandatory X-ray programs and Airstream helmets for miners. However, the National Mining Association also unsuccessfully sued to stop the more protective 2014 dust rule from taking effect. The Academy's report calls on the mining industry to go beyond compliance with regulation to meet health goals. Black lung expert Dr. Ed Petzonk calls that a key recommendation.
Up to this point, the approach has been, well, if we meet the legal requirements, then that's all we need to do.
Petzonk, a pulmonologist at West Virginia University, also worked for decades at the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. He says the increase in black lung cases shows the industry needs to do more.
It's just not acceptable to have this level of disease and death in an industry and not see a really serious response. This is not what we as a society have promised our working people.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Jeff Young.